Blog Talk Radio.
Went by so fast.
I know, right? Seems like just a couple months ago we were celebrating this.
Yeah.
Guys, here it comes.
Five, four, three, two, one.
Man, that full service went by so fast.
It really did.
I guess I'll see you guys in a few months.
Starting the year off right. That's a job for Jiffy.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. The those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the TextNow app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
This is a journey into sound. This is a journey into sound. A journey which along the way will bring to you new color, new dimension, new value.
When all is ready, I throw this switch.
Pump up the volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Would you mind saying that again?
You make me feel so good.
We interrupt this broadcast to bring you a special news bulletin from our on-the-spot passport.
Oh, my God. The music just turns me on.
Thinking of a master plan.
Step with the record. Step with the record.
Thinking of a master plan. Thinking of a master plan. This ain't nothing but sweat inside my hands. So I dig into my pocket, all my money spent. So I get deeper, but still coming up with lint. So I start my mission, leave my residence. Thinking how could I get some dead presidents. I need money. I used to be a stick up kid. So I think of all the devious things I did. I used to roll up, roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, roll up. I used to roll up, this is a hole up. Ain't nothing funny, stop smiling. You still don't nothing move but the money. But now I learn to earn cause I'm righteous. I feel great, so maybe I might just search for a 9 to 5. If I thrive, then maybe I stay alive. So I walk up the street whistling this, feeling out of place, but man, do I miss a pen and a paper, a stereo, a tape for me and Eric being a nice big plate of this, which is my favorite dish, but without no money, it's still a wish, cause I don't like to dream about getting paid, so I dig into the books of the rhymes that I made, soon as a test to see if I got pulled, hit the studio, cause I'm paid in full.
One, two, three,
volume, pump up the volume.
Pump that bass.
Go to your girl's house and I go to mine, cause my girl is definitely mad cause it took us too long to do this album. Yo, I hear what you're saying, so let's just pump the music up and count our money. Yo, but check this out. Yo, Eli, turn the bass down and just let the beat keep on rocking, and we out of here.
Pump up the volume.
Wait a minute, you better talk to my mother.
Abundant divine blessings. You now listening to the tone of voice of the master sound therapist, Master Sam Hiller, and the grand architect of the universe. I am also the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame for the class of 2020, as well as the Lifetime Achiever for the class of 2022. I'd like to welcome all of the people who tune in to my opening night almost 6 years ago, the 77,000 people, as well as to invite all of the new listeners who hear me for the first time. Tonight, we're speaking about Let's Push the Envelope. Any of you are out there, matter of fact, I'm not even going to give it away. I have a very special gift for someone. Matter of fact, I'm going to make it the first one who called in and let me and the rest of the listening audience know when Magic Man Haru speaks about let's push the envelope, what exactly am I talking about? Is it just a cliche? Is it just a metaphor? Is it a literal envelope that you take to your post office, your local shipping company? Am I talking about that, or am I talking about something else? Because tonight, is not only a very special night for me when it comes to broadcasting, but tonight I want to make my appeal early. I want to appeal not just to your sympathy, but I want to appeal to your mind and your heart. My aim on this one here is by the time that this advancement is finished, I want each and every one of us, no matter where we are on this great planet Earth, if they have a change of mind and a change of heart. Are y'all with me out there? I know that some of y'all are sick and tired about a lot of stuff that's happening in our beautiful world. Keep in mind, I said our beautiful world, which involves humans and living beings. For some of you who's out there, you know exactly what Magic Man is getting at. Some of you are sick and tired of the things that keep happening back to back to back to back to back. And the movers and shakers of this world, they don't care about you. They don't care about me. They don't even care about the main planet that we all live on. I want everyone who's listening tonight to be concerned. We're broadcasting live out of Lagos, Nigeria. The number to call in is 516-453-9133. I want you to press 1 to interact with me or to join this conversation tonight, this advancement about Let's Push the Envelope, brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Like I say, I want to make the appeal early. I want y'all to think about something before I open up the lines tonight. I want y'all to think about waking up a world with a change that seems nothing less than a miracle. Because everything begins with the thought. And thoughts precede feelings, how we feel about ourselves and each other and how we feel about this great world that we all strive to be our best in. And those two precede the actions that we take. Because if we are going to make changes, then we got to take action now. We have no other time to waste. We have no other time to wait. We got to move on this now. There's a lot of different angles and ways in which I can deliver this heartfelt advancement I want to do tonight. But I want to appeal to your mind, your intellectual mind, as well as your spiritual heart, because your spiritual heart is where your thoughts originate. A lot of people think that your thoughts originate up there in your brain area or up there in the so-called mind. And normally when people are doing that, they're actually pointing the pointer finger to the dome, talking about that. I'm talking about where your thoughts originated at, on the spiritual plane, right there in the center of your chest, if you're masculine, or right there in the center of your breast if you're feminine. I want to appeal to that part of you, because if you have a change of mind and a change of heart, we can wake up to a better world right now. We don't have no other time to waste, like I said. We don't have no other time to wait, like I said. Enough of this senseless killing that's been taking place all over this beautiful planet. The only planet that we all live on. We can worry about other planets once we get there, right? And all the people who's living in different parts of the universe and the omniverse, they can take care of that. But right now, a great person who I know is Hall of Fame 4 times. He has said oftentimes that help or assistance take place home. We got to take care of home first, okay? Now, some of y'all, if y'all are out there, if y'all with me, I'm going to take the first break of sound therapy, and before I open up the lines, I'm going to paint a perfect picture for all of us tonight. So Hall of Fame 4 times if you're with me. Take us to the first break of sound therapy, sir.
Rock Hammer Thing. Rock Hammer Thing. Follow the leader, I can't believe.
follow me into our solo. Get in the flow, and you can picture like a photo. Music makes mellow, maintains to make melodies for MCs, motivates to break them everlasting. I can go on for days and days with rhymes as blazed and engraved, deep as x-rays. I can take a phrase that's rarely heard, flip it, now the daily word. I can get iller than armor, killing a bomb, but no alarm. Rock him or remain calm. Self-esteem making super superb and supreme. Before a microphone, still I fiend. This was a tape. I wasn't supposed to break. I was supposed to wait, but let's motivate. I wanna see you keep following and swallowing. Taking the mission, fighting and falling. Brothers try another side to get the formula, but I'ma let you sweat, you still ain't warm. You a step away from frozen, stiff as if you're posing. Dig into my brain as the rhyme gets chosen. So follow me, or what you're thinking, you were first. Let's travel at magnificent speeds around the universe. What could you say as the earth gets further and further away? Planets are small, the balls of clay, a stray into the Milky Way. World's out of sight, far as the eye can see, not even a satellite. Now stop and turn around and look at the stare in the darkness, your knowledge took. So keep staring, soon you suddenly see a star. You better follow it, cause it's the all. This is the lesson, if you're guessing it, let you ball in. Hurry, hurry, step right up and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. 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 Follow the leader.
This is a lifetime mission, vision of prison. I listen. In this journey, you're the journal, I'm the journalist. Am I eternal or an eternalist? I'm about to flow long as I could possibly go. Keep you moving cause the crowd said so dance. Cuts rip your pants, every beat on the plate, bleed to death, call an ambulance. Pull out my weapon and start to squeeze. A magnum as a microphone, murdering MCs. Let's quote a rhyme from a record I wrote.
Follow the leader.
Yeah, don't. Cause every time I stop, it seems you're stuck. Soon as you try to step off, you're self-destruct. I came to overcome before I'm gone, by showing and proving and letting knowledge be born. Then after that, I'll live forever. You disagree, you say never, then follow me. From century to century, you remember me in history, not a mystery or a memory.
I'm called
by nature, mind raised in Asia. Since you was tricked, I have to raise ya. From the cradle to the grave, but remember, you're not a slave. The rules were here to be much more than that, but we couldn't see because our mind was trapped. But I'm here to break away the chains, take away the pains, remake the brains, rebuild my name. I guess somebody told you a little knowledge is dangerous. It can't be mixed, diluted, it can't be changed. The switch, here's a lesson if you're guessing and following. Hurry, hurry, step right up, keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy.
A verified freestyle, lyrics of fury. My third eye make me shine like jury. You're just a renter rapper, your rhymes are minute made. I'll be here when it fade, and watch it flip like a renegade. I can't wait to break and eliminate on every trade of a snake, so stay awake and follow, because the tempo's a trail. The stage is a cage, the mic is a third rail. I'm Rakim, the fiend of a microphone, I'm not him. So leave my mic alone, soon as the beat is felt, I'm ready to go. So fasten your seatbelt, cause I'm about to flow. No need to speak, slow down and let the leader lead. Word to daddy. Indeed, the R's a roller stone, so I'm rolling. Directions are told, then the rhymes are stolen. Stop bugging, a brother said dig him. I never tell him he couldn't follow the leader long enough, so I drug him. It's a danger zone, he should arrange his own faces to face it, erase the change of tone. It's one R in the alphabet, it's a one-letter word and it's about to get more complex from one rhyme to the next. Every beat be easy on the flex. I've been stage to stay, follow a tailgate. Keep coming, but you came too late, but I wait. So back up, regroup, get a grip, come equipped, you're the next contestant. Clap your hands, you want a trip. The price is right, don't make a deal too soon. How many notes get your names this tune? Follow the leader is a title theme task. Now you know you don't have to act. Rap is rhythm and poetry, cuss create sound effects. You might catch up if you follow the records he wrecks. Until then, keep eating and swallowing. You better take a deep breath and keep following the leader.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy.
Keep following.
Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy.
Rock Kimothy, peace.
Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy.
Follow the leader,
Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader, Rock Kimothy. Follow the leader.
Follow the leader.
Wow, absolutely amazing. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, to our 3,339th episode, or advancement, as I like to say, brought to you by Gozy Time Multimedia. And tonight, on We Will Aware You, this particular advancement, I'm speaking about Let's Push the Envelope. So, if you still don't have a Sherlock Holmes clue at all what Magic Man is talking about, I'm going to give you a hint. Listen to this one here, like I said before the first break. I want to paint a perfect picture for you. And this perfect picture that I want to airway is I want you, those of us who are the original planet of the planet Earth, the original people here of the planet Earth, in regards to wherever it is, whether it's the mother continent of the misnomer, Africa, Sudan, the original home of the original black and brown seed, or whether you're Native American, American Indian, African American, in regards to wherever you are at on this planet, I want y'all to listen to something and hear me like you never heard me before, especially to the so-called African Americans. How dare you? I remember during the time of COVID, a lot of our elders, a lot of our men, women, and children, they was holding their hands up, don't shoot. Holding their hands down, don't shoot. Some of you was even asking the evil ones in their kind, please don't kill us. Don't you ever. I want you to hear me, and I'm going to talk to you just like a child. I don't care if you're older than me or not. Don't you ever say that to the evil ones in their kind who will maliciously kill you with or without a reason. Before we can regain the respect of the entire world and the entire planet of this earth, you got to start off by respecting yourself. That's the ultimate form of disrespect right there. No other race on this planet, I don't care what they look like, have the right for to have you begging them not to kill you when it should be the other way around. Are y'all hearing me out there? I repeat myself. Don't you ever, I don't care where you're at, I don't care what situation you're in or whatever situation we're in, and I'm going to make it personal. Don't ever, under any circumstances, beg an enemy, an open enemy, an obvious enemy, to please don't kill us. When I say push the envelope, here it is right here. They should be running in fear, like the great Chuck D said. Turn that around. Yes, we are God-fearing people. Yes, yes, we are. And that's a great thing. I'm not here to infringe on that. That's a very, very beautiful thing. It's an honorable thing, right? But according to Scripture, all of them, like I said many times, you're not going to fool me. I was born and raised in this here. And it's nowhere from the Sahufian throughout El Quran where it ever tells us to continue to be fools for people. We got to stop being fooled for people. We also got to stop being fooled by people. Care about us. Michael Jackson tried to warn us. Many different prophets tried to warn us. Even over here in the shores of America and many parts of this great planet Earth that we all live on, many people came in and out of this world, whether it was masculine or feminine, that tried their best to raise us intellectually, spiritually. They tried their best to inspire us, to motivate us, that we got to do better than this here. And not only did they do that, they also did their best to try to change the mindset and the heart of the evil one in that time. Don't tell me that we have to be patient when it's okay for you and your kind to say never, ever again. It's up to you for you to push the issue, right, of your plight. And many people who push the issue of their plight, they're the ones that's being heard. They're the ones that's being served. And our people have been marching and singing and dancing even before the civil rights movement. And we have yet to get all of our just due. And in case you're wondering why we haven't, what do the title of this advancement say? Let's push the envelope, y'all. We have to do this. It's not what we should have done. It's not even about what we could have done. It's about what we have to do. And like I said before the very first break, we have to move on this now. No more time to waste. No more time to wait. And if you are feeling what Magic Man is doing, my best to convey, as the host of We Will Aware You, and what I'm doing my best to offer some serious divine healing for individuals, couples, families, all of us as a whole, collectively, worldwide. I want us to push the envelope tonight, and not just this night, every other night for the rest of our lives until we make this change happen. Otherwise, you're going to keep letting the evil one in their kinds keep doing what they have been doing and don't have no intention whatsoever they're doing. I'm not going to play games with you. I'm not going to play that good cop versus bad cop. I'm not worrying about none of that. Because we have to be concerned about this now. Enough of the senseless killing. And like I said before, help or assistance start at home. We got to get a grip of our own household, our own neighborhood. We got to get a grip of this here. Take this next break. This is a very special heartfelt message and appeal. I did my best to appeal to you with Mission Planet Earth, young youth out there. And I said that there's three parts of you. Some of y'all are the original incarnated, soulless, fallen ones. Go back and listen to it. It's part of the archive, right? And then you got some of y'all who are mixed up and confused. And all of the elements that's ever been needed for to wreak havoc on this beautiful planet that we all live on, and I keep stressing that. I can't stress that enough. This planet. I'm not talking about an afterlife. I'm talking about this life here. What's up if you don't want to try to get right during this lifetime right now? It's unreal, y'all. It's unreal. And it's time for us to face this fact, if you're with me. Now, we're going to take another break, but when we come back, I'm going to open the lines up. I sent a lot of different invitations out there. As you always know, I'm always, you know, duly prepared to do this from sun up to sundown. It's just like breathing to me, okay? But I want you, the listener, to press that one if you are concerned about the things that's happening in our world and you want to make that change, starting with yourself. I want you to press that one when we come back. Now it's time for joint adventures. So Hall of Fame, four times, if you will, take us to another break, sir.
I was a fiend. before I became a teen. I melted microphones instead of cones of ice cream, music orientated. So when hip hop was originated, fitted like pieces of puzzles, complicated. Cause I grab the mic and try to say yes, y'all, they try to take it and say that I'm too small. Cool, cause I don't get upset. I kick a hole in the speaker, pull a plug, then I jet back to the lab without a mic to grab. So then I add all the rhymes I had, one after the other one. Then I make another one to diss the opposite, then act as the brother done. I get a craving like I fiend for nicotine, but I don't need a cigarette, know what I mean? I'm raging, creeping up the stage and don't it sound amazing? Cause every rhyme is made and thought of, cause it's sort of an addiction. Magnetized by the mixing, vocals, vocabulary, and verses just stuck in. The mic is a drain, no, volcanoes erupting. Rhymes overflowing, gradually growing. Everything is written in the code so it can coincide. My thoughts to God. 48 tracks to slide, the invincible microphone, fiend rock him. Spread the word, cause I'm N-E-F-F-E-C-T. A smooth operator operating correctly. But back to the problem, I got a habit, you can't solve it. Silly rabbit, the prescription is a hypertone. That's heroin, I fiend for a microphone. Like heroin, soon as the bass kicks, I need a fix. Give me a stage and a mic and a mix and I'll put you in a mood. Or is it a state of unawareness? Beware, it's the reanimator. A menace to a microphone, a lethal weapon or assassinator. If the people ain't stepping, you'll see a part of me that you never seen. When I'm fiending for a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend. After 12, I'm worse than a gremlin. Feed me hip-hop and I start trembling. The thrill of suspense is intense, you're horrified. But this ain't the cinemas of tales from the dark side. By any means necessary, this is what has to be done. Make way, cause here I come. My DJ cuts material. Granitario. It's a must that I bust any mic you hand to me. It's inherited, it runs in the family. I wrote the rhyme that broke the bull's back. If that don't slow him up, I carry a full pack. Now I don't wanna have to let off, you should've kept off. You didn't keep the stage warm, step off. Step off. Ladies step and gentlemen, off. You're about to see a pastime hobby about to be taken to the maximum. I can't relax, see I'm hype as a hypochondriac. Cause the rap be one hell of an antidote. Something you can't smoke more than dope. You're trying to move away but you can't. You broke more than cracked up. You should have backed up. But those that act up need to be more than smacked up. Any entertainer, I got a torch to chain, but one on one and I'm the remainder. So close your eyes and hold your breath. And I'ma hit you with the blow of death. Before you go, you remember your scene. The fiend of a microphone, I'm the microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend.
The microphone fiend. The microphone, the microphone, the microphone,
the microphone fiend.
The mic of the microphone fiend. The mic of the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The mic of the microphone fiend. The mic of the mic of the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend. The mic of the mic of the microphone. The mic of the mic of the microphone fiend. The microphone fiend.
Taking me back to the golden age of hip-hop. Wow.
Welcome back, attentive listening audience of We Will Aware You. And tonight we're speaking about Let's Push the Envelope. Matter of fact, we have caller number one. Remember what I said earlier, the first caller, I don't know if this is you, if you have the answer or not. I said I got a very special gift for the one who can tell me and the rest of the world what is Magic Man Haru getting at when he says, let's push the envelope tonight. I got a very special surprise for you and a prize for you. So caller number one in queue, state your name, where you're calling from.
Yeah, you talking to me?
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed. Who's this here?
Oh, no doubt, no doubt. This is Matt. I'm calling from South Jersey around the Atlantic City area. Wanted to tie in the Speaks friends, actually. I've been tuning in for some time. A couple times before, I tuned in last night as well. I was listening to the domestic abuse topic, and the night before there was a topic about, I believe it was like dark drone and talking about certain types of jobs, the solar energy thing, but I really enjoy all the shows, and you messed me up on this one. I hit one. I tuned in, and as soon as I tuned in, I heard you talking. I said, oh, man, is this real? If I'm dreaming, I don't want anybody to pinch me and wake me up, like, because that's how much I'm enjoying your show. When I heard Follow the Leader come on, I'm listening, and I'm thinking, like, is this real? This is one of my favorite songs of all time. And I was like, man, the only thing that's missing is Microphone Fiend to come on next, and then maybe Lyrics of Fury. And I used to, like, listen to this. I hit the punching bag, jump rope, lift weights in the gym and do a lot of things, box. And the whole energy of music back then was different. It had, like, well, you know, one show you had, I believe you were talking about the Negro mentality. And you spoke on some things, and I thought about how music has changed sometime around the era, like 92, 93, when Gin and Juice came out. And I'm not knocking the jokers out west. I know they had to do what they had to do to make it in the industry, and people down south had to do the same thing. But there's like a direction that music went in, and I believe it needs to get back to what you're playing right now, that whole energy. And I really appreciate what you're doing, putting on the music and on this whole presentation, pushing the envelope and all. I really appreciate it a lot.
Family, I appreciate you so very much. Before you go, I want, you know, first of all, I want you to answer the question. You pressed number one. So when Magic Man speak about pushing the envelope, what is your perception of what I'm getting at tonight?
Well, it's funny. You use that terminology. When I think pushing the envelope, I think going the extra distance. Like, if you know a step has to be taken in order to go in the right direction, even if you feel like you're the only one taking it. Like, let's say there's a lot of things, whether you want to call it like a mentality where everybody's hoodwinked or where people may be brainwashed to a certain degree, pushing the envelope would be like not taking any crap anymore, saying this is the way things are supposed to be. We know this. It's our inherent nature to behave this way and not be going and led astray in this direction. It's like pushing the envelope is like not taking it anymore and saying this is the way it's supposed to be, this is the way it's going to have to be, and we're going to make it happen this way. That's the only thing that I'm picking up from you. I don't know. I just tuned in, but that's the feeling that I'm picking up from it, you know.
Hey, Hall of Fame four-time, we have a winner. Sir, I want you, I don't know if you, I'd rather for you to write this down unless you've got a photographic memory, because that is a perfect answer on what I'm doing my best to convey tonight. Now, whether you need this or not, this is a time for giving. This is a time for all of us. And you was willing, able, and ready to press that one and come on and interact with me. So you deserve this. So I want you to take this thing. Are you going to write it down or you got a photographic memory? Because I want you to be able to email me so you can get your gifts. Okay?
All right, I got a pen in my hand right now. You messed me up on this one. I didn't expect it. All right, I got a pen.
Okay. All right. Just like my name, Magic. That's M-A-J-I-K. M-A-N-H-E-R-U. No letters. I mean, no numbers behind it. And that's MagicManHeru at gmail.com.
All right, MagicManHeru at gmail.com. J-I-K-M-A-N-H-E-R-U. A very good name. I'm going to leave it at that for right now. At gmail.com.
Yeah, please, and sir, please don't be no stranger. As a master sound therapist and a master sound healer, all of us are energy beings, and you definitely have a very, very powerful, powerful energy that's resonating through your being. Thank you so much, and don't be no stranger. I appreciate you. So now, Hall of Fame 4-time, hopefully you listen to the rest of the show because it's going to get greater. Hall of Fame 4-time, if you will, take us to another break of that sound therapy, sir.
It's been a long time, I shouldn't have left you without a strong rhyme to step to. Think of how many weeks you just slept through. Time's up, I'm sorry I kept you. Thinking of this, you keep repeating your myth. The rhymes from the microphone solo with. So you stick by the radio and on the dial soon. As you hear it, pump up the volume. Dance with the speaker till you hear it blow. Then plug in a headphone, cause here it go. It's a four-letter word when it's heard to control your body to dance. So, dot text the tempo like a red alert. Reach it to reflex and let it work. When this is playing, you can't get stuck with the depth, so can say, and I'ma still come up with a gift to be swift. Follow the leader, the rhyme go deaf with the record that was made a long time ago. It could be done, but only I could do it. For those that could dance and clap your hands to it. I start to think, and then I sink into the paper like I was ink. When I'm writing, I'm trapped in between the line I shake. When I finish the rhyme, I got soul. Empty. A beat like this might tempt me to pull, show my rings in my fat gold chain. Grab the mic like I'm on Soul Train, but I wait, cause I master this. Let the others go first so the brothers don't miss. Eric B breaks the stick. Rock him will begin when you make the mix. I'll experiment like a scientist. You wanna rhyme? You gotta sign my list. Cause I'm a manifest and bless the mic I'll hold. You want it next? Then you gotta have soul. Cause if you ain't got it, I'ma make an encore. Take the mic, make the people respond for the R. Cause that's the way it'll have to be. If you wanna get on after me, think about it. Wait, erase your rhyme. Forget it, and don't waste your time. Cause I'll be in the crowd if you ain't controlling it. Drop the mic, you shouldn't be holding it. This is how it should be done. This style is identical to none. Some try to make it sound like this, but you're getting me. So upset that I'm wet cause you're sweating me. I drip steam like a microphone theme. Ego to MC is my theme. I get hype when I hear drum roll. Rock him is on the mic, and you know I got soul.
You got it. You got it.
My name, first of all, I'm the soloist, the soul controller. Rock him, get stronger as I get older. Constant elevation, cause expansion. I write my rhymes while I cool in my mansion. They put it on tape and in the city I test it. Then on the radio, the R's requested. You listen to it, the concept might break you. Cause almost anyone can relate to. Whoever's out of hand, I'ma give them handles. Light them up, blow them out like candles. Or should I just let them melt? To give them a hand so they can see how I felt. I'm not bold just cause I rock gold. Rock cameras on the mic, and you know I got soul.
Soul, soul, soul. You got it.
Now I'ma stop to see what you got. Get off the mic before it get too hot. I wanna see which posse can dance the best. It should be easy cause the beat is fresh. Now feel from uptown, Brooklyn bound, the Bronx, Queens, or Long Island Sound. Even other states come right and exact.
It ain't where you're from, it's where you're at. Since you came here, you have to show and prove and do that dance until it don't move. That's all you need is soul, self-esteem, and relief. The rest is up to you. Rock him or stay peace.
Well, all praises due to all in all who's in all, through all, above, and in compassion all. Thank you so much, soul brother, because you definitely got a powerful soul to you for pressing that one and coming on with me. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, tonight on We Will Aware You. We're speaking about pushing the envelope tonight. And if you're with me, then I want you also to press that one and speak about what Magic Man is getting at tonight. So we have another caller in queue. So caller number two in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Brother Hooney, I want to push the envelope.
Oh, and one of the best to ever do it. Our international newly inducted for the class of 22, International Internet Hall of Fame, Terry Strength. How you doing tonight, sir?
I'm doing great, man. I was like, I'm pressing one. I wanna push the envelope. You are definitely on point tonight, Brother Hooney. You're doing what you do. I wouldn't expect any less. Getting the natives all fired up to help bring about change. So I'm glad you're talking about this. It's very, very important. So that's why I'm over here waving the pom poms.
All praises due. Man, I love you so, brother. Man, I appreciate the good work and what you're doing, fam. You know, you know, whatever issue that you want to push tonight, and definitely before you go, I want the attentive listening audience to know more about our newly inducted International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, man, because you have one of the best shows to ever exist during our time period, during our turn in time, man. I'm really, really a proud supporter of the great work in which you have incarnated here to do.
I see you and you and I are very similar. I see us as being very similar. But to answer your question in terms of pushing an envelope, you know, we got to go out here and grab one. You know, we got to grab that kid in the neighborhood that is not really a bad kid, but he's getting in with the wrong crowd. We got to go take that kid in. You know, we got to invite him over for dinner and talk to him and let him know that we're there for him and begin to bring him into the fold. We have to physically have a mindset that we are all the same when it comes to our communities. And I heard you say very briefly, you talked about being better in our relationships and our families. I think you said something like that tonight. I couldn't agree more. That's where it starts, you know. That's where it starts, being better in our relationships and in our families. But we gotta go grab people, man. We gotta go grab people. Grab one or two each.
Man, absolutely amazing! I'm telling you, attentive listening audience, you're just getting a taste of it tonight. And this is on my show. Thank you so much for pressing that one. But look, we will await you. Know how they can tune in your show and be supportive to you and your endeavor, sir.
My show is on this coming Tuesday at 9:30 on the WBNN, the Know Your Right Show with Terry Strength. But as always, you're doing a great job, Brother Hoon. You've been doing it for a while now. I expect it. I consider you one of my mentors. And, you know, love you always. Keep doing what you're doing, brother.
Likewise, man, I am so fortunate and appreciative. I really, really appreciate you for pressing that one and coming on to interact with me tonight. All right, we're going to take another break of that golden era of sound therapy been put down by Hall of Fame 4 times. So I'm almost afraid to even ask you what you're going to play now.
Well, clap your hands to what he's doing.
I never let the mic magnetize me no more, but it's fighting me, inviting me to rhyme. I can't hold it back, I'm looking for the line. Taking off my coat, clearing my throat. The rhyme will be kicking in till I hit my last note. My mind remains defined, all kind of ideas. Self-esteem makes it seem like a thought took years to build. But still say a rhyme after the next one. Prepared, never said, I'll just press one. And you know that I'm the solo whiz, so Eric B, make a clap to this. I don't bug out of pill or be acting ill. No tricks in 86, it's time to bill. Eric, be easy on the cut, no mistakes allowed. Cause to me, MC, means move the crowd. I made it easy to dance to this. But can you detect what's coming next from the flex of the wrist? Saying D, then I proceed, cause my man made a mix. If he bleed, he won't be no band-aid to fix his fingertips. No one rhyme or two, there's no rhymes left. I hurry up and cut the cuddle, make him bleed to death. But he's kicking it, cause it ain't no half-stepping. The party is live, the rhyme can't be kept inside of me. The rhyme is just like a volcano. It ain't the everyday style of the same old rhyme, cause I'm better than the rest of them. Every B is on the cut, and my name is Rakim. Get a girl and get talking warm. Don't get excited, you've been invited to a quiet storm. But now it's out of hand, cause you told me you hate me. And then you asked, what have I done lately? First you said, all you want is love and affection. Let me be your angel and I'll be your protection. Take you out, buy you all kinds of things. I must have got you too hot and burnt off your wings. You call the attitude, you need food to eat up. I'm scheming like a demon on the couch with my feet up. You scream, I'm lazy, you must be crazy. Thought I was a donut, you tried to glaze me. Okay.
Wow, welcome back, attentive listening audience. I'm telling you, the Hall of Fame four-time ain't playing tonight. I'm telling you, like the God MC Rakim Allah has said many different times, I ain't no joke. And I'm telling you, some of you who's tuning in for the very first time, as well as the rest of us who have tuned in all the time, Hall of Fame four-time has been doing this for such a long, long time, which is why he was also inducted as a Lifetime Achiever. We're twins for the calendar year of 2022. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, and I feel the energy of everybody tonight. We have another caller in queue. Next caller in queue, please state your name and where you're calling from.
Hi, peace and blessings, Brother Hooney.
Hey, Mother Sister Bessie, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm enjoying your show. And, you know, I have something to say about your title. We recently, I was on the internet, and there was this woman from South Africa, a Caucasian woman, that stated that her race should kill black people. And there was an uproar, and there was a protest outside of her door. You know, I want to let them know that we are tired of your bull. And if you think we're not going to fight back, we will. For this woman to tell her people that black people should be killed is like a terrorist with a voice. And I was very angry because this is the truth of what they want to do to a people that always have given back and tried to make this world better, as you said. And I also would like to say there is a growing increase of brothers killing their own women. This is the trick of the enemy, to turn you against your woman. The black woman has always been in her man's face. That's nothing new. But for you to turn against the woman that bore you into the world, terrible. And the brothers out there, we love you. And we do have some women out there that is disrespectful. But the majority of the women, we love you. We want to be beside you, not behind you. And for the brothers to commit this crime against women that has always fought in the struggle beside them, you should be ashamed of yourself, because we are womb women. We are part of you, and you have to stop this and love your sisters. That's what I wanted to say.
Wow. You're talking about pushing the envelope, and the beautiful and brilliant Mother Sister Bessie, you're one of the best to ever do it during our time and turn right about now. I give thanks to all in all for you. Thank you so much for pressing that one. I'm going to address what you shared with me and the rest of the listening audience. And I'm going to do it after we take our next break. But before you go, please let the We Will Aware You attentive listening audience know how they can support you and your endeavors along with your show. And please make sure you mention your book, because I want everybody to buy not one but two copies, one for yourself and one for someone else, before you go.
I'm Sister Bessie the Truther, the Troublemaker. I will be on January the 6th. And my book is no longer on Amazon. But I will give a free book to a person that calls into my show next month. And I want to thank you so much, Brother Hooney, for bringing this subject up. And it, what you have said needed to be said. And I thank Brother O for the wonderful music that he's playing tonight.
Love you. Love you with a heart and soul of me. So with no further ado, Hall of Fame four times. Take us to the next break, sir.
Sip the juice. I got enough to go around. And the thought takes place uptown. I grew up on a sidewalk while on street talk. And then talk to Hawk, New York. I go to Queens for Queens to get the food from Brooklyn. They pony in Manhattan and never been took it. Go uptown to the Bronx and boogie down. Get strong on the island, recruit for lay around. Time to build my juice back up. Pop that cup. Sucker get smacked up. Don't doubt the clout. You know what I'm about. I open your door, knocking it out. Shaking them up, waking them up. Breaking them up, breaking them up. Standing on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shorty's here. I get cocked in living 40s to beer. Here's a sip with a clue that's the tease. If I get revenge, then they rest in peace. Somebody got a stuff, I just might spare one. And give a brother a fair one. Stay alerted on feed. And I do work with these like Hercules. Switch the south for, switch your right jaw. Cause I don't like y'all. I'm hype for nightfall. Smooth, but I move like an army. Pull a boot down, face brothers try to bomb me. Putting brothers to rest like Elliot Ness. Cause I don't like stress. Streets ain't a place for innocent bystanders to stand. Nothing's gonna stop the plan. I'll chill like Gino, kill like De Niro. Black and Beano, die like a hero. Living on shaky ground, too close to the edge. Let's see if I know the ledge. Shells lay around on the battleground. Dead bodies are found throughout the town. Try to put shame in my game to make a name. I'ma put it on a bullet, put it in your brain. Rip the block like a buckshot. Who cares where it goes? Just keep the cast closed. No remorse when the life is lost. I paid my dues, paid the cost. And my pockets are still fat. Wherever I'm at, I get the wealth from Mac. Even if my crew is steep, but one deep, I attract attention. People like to speak. So come say hi to the bad guy. Don't say goodbye, I don't plan to die. Cause I get loose, and I got troops, and crazy juice. Ain't control of many, like I have told so many. Hang out with different weapons, don't try to play me. I'm at war a lot, I don't want to die. But no war in the shop, my gun is warm a lot. When I cook beef, the smoke will never clear. Areas in fear, but this here's the fear. Living life too close to the edge, hoping that I know the leg. Time to yawn, showers on, power's on, late for school, I catch the train, girl set the style and whisper my name, I push up like an exercise, check the intellect and inspect the thighs, select the best one, pull it to the side, keep her occupied for the rest of the ride, read up my resume, she know I'm already cool, just meet me after school, we can moon and groan until your mom come home. And you'll be calling me Aldo Capone, sweat me. She didn't want to let me loose, come get me. As if you want to sip the juice, cut the streets to wave me. So I take my gun off safety. There's a lot of niggas hate me coming out of the building. They set me up, sprayed with automatics. They wet me up, and a puddle of blood. I lay close to the edge. I guess I didn't know the ledge.
Well, all right, now, welcome back, attentive listening audience. I want to thank people who have pressed one so far. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to hold my thoughts on what you shared with us, beautiful and brilliant, Mother Sister Bessie. Matter of fact, I make that part of my closing advancement tonight. I'm going to address that issue. Trust me. I'm not going to side swipe it, not going to side step it or anything like that. But trust me, I always say it's best to catch this live so you can hear it directly for the very first time. As always, you know, it'll be a part of the archives, faithfully. So we have another call in queue. Next call in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hey, Brother Hooney.
Hey, what's going on? The woman of God. Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing okay. I was just jumping on to say hello and to support you on tonight.
But thank you so much. I always appreciate. Yes, yes, I hear you loud and clear. I'm always appreciative of you pressing that one and coming on with me tonight.
Yeah, I always want to come on and support. I thank you for all that you do. And Sister Bessie, I thank her for her comments. So yeah, I'm enjoying the show. I was late getting on, but I'm on and I've been enjoying what I've heard. So thank you for what you do.
You're very welcome, and thank you as well. Look, before you get off, please let the We Will Aware You Attentive Listening audience know how they can be supportive of you and your endeavors, please.
So I am officially known as the Queen of Collaborations. You guys can follow me on Linktree/Queen of Collaborations. Of course, I am a host here on the network. So, of course, I was on last night. I'll be on in 4 weeks. Thank you, Brother Hooney.
You're very welcome. Very welcome. We Will Aware You, attentive listening audience. That is definitely one of the greatest of our turning time. Definitely be as supportive to her as you are with me tonight. Okay, so we have another call in queue. Next call in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hi, Brother Hooney. This is Mo Garman calling. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, Mo Garman. Thank you so much for pressing that one. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. I just wanted to call in and support your show. And to answer your question, I believe that all your shows push the envelope. I think you help us to think differently. You do. You help us to think differently about what we're doing as a culture. You help us to think differently about how we teach, how we talk to each other and how we treat each other, help our wives, our husbands, our children. So keep bringing up topics like this so we can all continue to grow. You know what I'm saying?
I love it. Love you as well. Look, please, before you go, thank you so much for the compliment. Let the We Will Aware Your Attentive Listening audience know how they can be supportive of you, your show, and your endeavors.
Sure. My show is Breaking the Silence with Mo Garman, and my next show will be Friday, December the 30th, right here on WBNN.
Absolutely amazing. We Will Aware Your Attentive Listening audience. You definitely want to be a supporter of Mo Garman. Matter of fact, be a proud supporter of all of us. Each one of our hosts is very, very unique, like my theme song. Some of us are connected through social media. And I thank Hall of Fame 4-time for putting together such a nice theme song. Some of you are connected to me through social media, through Facebook and Instagram and things like that. So some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. Okay. We have another call in queue. Next call in queue, state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, my darling Hooney. It's Ava Holly. How are you?
Oh, my angel. I'm doing great, great, great tonight. Oh, thank you so much for pressing that one.
I got a shout out to Mo Garman because she's going to be on my show in January. We have a powerful show coming up in January, and we have a powerful show coming up next week with you, my friend.
I know that's right. My 10th interview of my professional career, and I'm telling you, you know, I keep getting these invitations. And they keep getting greater. And I definitely, you know, for documentation purposes, I'm always appreciative receiving an invitation.
That's great. I'm so honored to have you, because it's, you know, that just builds us all up. You know what I mean? Just like you were just saying.
Wow. Very, very humbling, you know, to listen to the words in which you have to say. Very inspirational. Just being who and what you are as well.
Oh, thank you.
And
well, I've got some more news for you. Are you ready?
What's that?
Are you sitting down?
I wasn't, but I am now.
Well, I want to take a moment to congratulate you, International Internet Radio Hall of Fame Broadcasting Lifetime Achiever Huni Bak Atun, on his WBNN all-time connection record with his 84th all-time connection with the historic Darlene Lawrence Championship, honoring our late Hall of Famer. So congratulations, Huni. You do it again, baby.
Wow. Man, y'all bring tears of joy to my eyes. Thank you so much, my angel, Ava. Wow. Attentive listening audience, if y'all have any doubt on why I call her an angel, first of all, one of the best-kept secrets is this. I want y'all to come closer to the speaker. That all of us are incarnated angels. The only thing about it is some of us are fallen angels and some of us are ascending angels. But all of us are who and what we are. And that has been kept from many of us, 99.9% of us worldwide. Love you, Ava. Thank you so much for making the announcement, okay?
Love you, too. Love you. Talk to you soon.
Wow. Looking forward to it. Look, we have another track of that sound therapy, that Hall of Fame four times great, is providing for us tonight. So, take us to the next break, sir.
By the speaker, suddenly I had this fever, wasn't me or either, summer madness, cause I just can't stand around, so I get closer, and the closer I get, the better it sounds. My mind starts to activate, rhymes collaborate, cause when I heard the beat I just had to make, something from the top of my head, so I fell into the groove of the wax, and I said, how could I move the crowd, first of all, ain't no mistakes allowed, here's the instructions, put it together, it's simple ain't it? But quite clever. Some of you been trying to write rhymes for years, but weak ideas irritate my ears. Is this the best that you can make? Cause if not, and you got more, I'll wait. But don't make me wait too long, cause I'ma move on the dance floor. When they put something smooth on, so turn up the bass, it's better when it's loud. Cause I like to move the crowd.
Move the crowd. Move the crowd.
The heat that's made by solar, it gets stronger every time I hold a microphone check, the tone it gets started, the line for the microphone is departed, so leave it up to me, my DJ is mixing, everyone is moving or eager to listen, your hands in the air, your mouth shut, cause I'm on the mic and Eric B is on the cut, for those that know me, indeed I like the flow, especially when the music's going slow, it gives me a chance to let everybody know, it's time to bust out the Rock Kim show. I'm the intelligent wise on the mic, I will rise right in front of your eyes, cause I am a surprise, so I'ma let my knowledge be born to a perfection, all praise is due to Allah, and that's a blessing, but knowledge itself, there's nothing I can't solve, in 360 degrees I revolve, this is absolute fact, it's not an act, it's improving indeed, and I proceed to make the crowd keep moving,
move the crowd, move.
the crowd.
Time, I'm telling you. Wow. Welcome back, attentive listening audience, to We Will Away You. And this particular advancement, we're speaking about Let's Push the Envelope. So we have another caller in queue. I guess you also want to push the envelope. So state your name and where you're calling from, please.
Hello, honey. This is Tiana Seeks. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. Love to hear your lovely voice. Thank you so much for pressing that one and interacting with me. Are you in the mood to push the envelope tonight, young lady?
Oh, I'm always, yeah, I'm always ready. I was born ready. When I jumped out that womb, that's what I'm here for. So, definitely.
I know that's right.
Definitely, I'm excited the fact that my friend Matthew called in. I had told him about, you know, WBN, and he absolutely admires you and Brother O so much. So I was so happy to hear him calling in, and the fact that he went like, it was like, oh, you know, Matthew's a really a great person that I always speak to. We talk about a lot of life things that I can't talk with a lot of my other friends, and we can talk for hours, and then we don't even realize where the time went, you know what I mean? So it's wonderful to, if you, because you guys don't know him personally, for him to call in and actually, like, on his own, like, I don't even have to remind him. I just told him once that, you know, there's a show every single day. And he absolutely enjoys it and loves the way we support each other. So that was awesome. But what I want to say is there's a part of a song, I don't remember which one it was that Brother O played, but it says something about the ledge, right? And pushing the envelope is when you're not afraid to jump off that ledge, even if you're the only person that's going to jump off, because you are the start of what is going to make a difference in this life, you know? So I know that you do this with each of your shows, you know, and a lot of, not only you, but a lot of the people on this network, you know, we're fearless, you know, and to push the envelope, there has to be, you have to be consumed with not being fearful of a lot of things, you know what I mean? And if you are the start of something, then you can gradually, and maybe just right away, you can pull people towards you who are completely oblivious to what is going on around them, what's been going on since they first opened their eyes, you know, because I can't tell you, you know, the time that I finally opened my eyes, because my eyes weren't opened at some point in my life, you know, luckily that I have a family member who became aware, who, you know, basically opened my eyes. And I saw, you know, there was a time in my life where I was oblivious to everything going on, where I would think everything was a conspiracy theory. No, that's not possible. No, this is not true. There's no way. Oh, you're just crazy. You know, when I was younger. But thank God that I came out of that. You know what I mean? And I guarantee you there might be some people listening that's still going through that right now. And hopefully you open your eyes when it's too late. You know, if anything, it's the mark of an intelligent individual. You're able to entertain someone's thoughts without having to absolutely accept them as your own. At least you could, you know, prepare, because you don't know what's going to happen, you know. So, you know, I appreciate you being fearless, being strong, and along with so many other people on this network. This is like an amazing group of just, I don't know. It's like almost, you think of your favorite candy in different colors, like you just want to just like have them all. Like everybody's just so amazing, so talented, you know, and I appreciate what you do and not being scared, you know. So it's awesome to hear your voice. And I always listen. I didn't get to speak to you the last show, but I want you to know that I was listening the entire time of your last show as well. I know you didn't get to speak to me, but I wanted to make you aware of that, you know, and thank you for all you do.
And likewise, before you go, I know you're doing the internship. Thank you. Congratulations
yes.
on your opening night. And you know, you're definitely a winner, a soul stirrer.
and you're definitely a major part of a puzzle that's being put together. Let people aware of your audience know how they can be supportive of you as well before you go, okay?
That's so crazy you said that, because Matthew said the same thing, I swear to you. I am not kidding. That is so crazy, you know. But my show is December 29th at 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, okay? And I will be continuing, you know, my first show will be part two, and I will be talking about truth, pain, manipulation, and validation, the things that, you know, a lot of those things are what shapes our disposition in this life, you know, and how we interact with everything and people, with just how we go about our daily lives and our thoughts. So, and my show is in The Power of Thoughts. So there you have it. And I hope you, anybody listening, I hope you tune in, because I know that I was put here to refresh some souls and open some eyes that have been closed for so long.
Well, I bear witness. Thank you so much for pressing that one. Look, we have another caller in queue. Next caller in queue, state your name, where you're calling from, please.
Yo, this is Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, representing from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia, where I slap box your grandfather for holding up the line in the Sunoco with all them scratch-offs he buying. You see what I'm saying? What's up with it, Uncle?
I know that's right, a mastermind. What's up, nephew?
Well, man, ain't too much to it, you know what I'm saying? I just want to elaborate on some of these things that I've been hearing tonight, you know what I mean? You know, I just want to let people know is this, you know what I mean? Where the enemy has no shade to him. You know what I'm saying? The enemy is the Shaitan. You know what I mean? And verily, the people who work for the Shaitan, some of them know that they work for the Shaitan. Some of them don't know that they work for the Shaitan. However, the ones that do know, trust me, they, you know, we know who we weren't supposed to be dealing with out here, but it's too late now to distinguish them, and it's too late to differentiate them by face. You know what I'm saying? These devils are differentiated by belief and speech and action. You know what I'm saying? People have to understand this, man. You know what I mean? They trying to take the whole world to the hellfire. You know what I'm saying? And if you want to single yourself out as a shade, you know what I'm saying, trust and believe, anybody with the melanin is being under attack. You understand? You feel me? Anybody with it is being under attack. The whole thing about it is whatever kind of attack you're under is psychologically, to be honest with you, because we still becoming millionaires out here. So I don't really know what's going on. You know what I mean? Maybe you're getting picked on. Or maybe you just was decreed to be a bum with nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because that's where I'm coming to these conclusions here. There's too many millionaires out here for any of us to be saying what we ain't got or what somebody has taken from somewhere. You dig what I'm saying? I'm Clever One, one half of the Booze Brothers, represented from the Broad Street Bully side of Philadelphia. If you're not going to give it to us, we'll do at the self-checkout for free. Check your satellites.
Man, I love it. Love it. I was trying to catch him before he left, but I'm going to do the honors. Be a proud supporter of Clever One, who definitely is on the move. Definitely check him out online. Check his video out on YouTube. Look him up, Clev One. Love you, nephew. We have another call in queue. So next call in queue, state your name, where you're calling from, please.
Well, first of all, let's go to the people who support you in chat. A young lady by the name of Veronica Wilson, calling from Norfolk, Virginia. And she says, simply, Huni Bakatun, you're the best. Congratulations on your achievement of lifetime, you know, embellishment in the National Radio Hall of Fame. That's a big word. Great. Girls sound like me. Anyway, that's all she wanted to say to you. That's it. Okay, I hope we didn't lose any back soon. Tony, you just got chatted on. Are you a thought in the spirit? That's all we doing?
No, I'm here.
He's thought in the spirit. This man gets a chat, and then, wait a minute now, ooh, I'm selling a Honda, okay, whatever, man. All right, I'm going to in Dozy Time, you know, by our wonderful commissioner, right after this.
I ain't no joke, I used to let the mic smoke. Now I slam it when I'm done and make sure it's broke. When I'm gone, no one gets on, cause I won't let nobody press up and mess up the scene I set. I like to stand in a crowd and watch the people wonder, damn. But think about it, then you understand. I'm just an addict, addicted to music. Maybe it's a habit, I gotta use it. Even if it's jazz or the quiet storm, I hook a beat up, convert it into hip-hop form. Write a rhyme and graffiti in every show you see me in. Deep concentration, cause I'm no comedian. Jokers are wild, if you wanna be tame, I treat you like a child and you're gonna be named another enemy, not even a frenemy. Cause you'll get fried in the end when you pretend to be competing. Cause I just put your mind on pause and I complete when you compare my rhyme with yours. I wake you up and as I stare in your face, you seem stunned. Remember me, the one you got your idea from. But soon you start to suffer, the tune will get rougher when you start to stutter. That's when you had enough of fighting, it'll make you choke. You can't provoke, you can't cope. You should have broke because I ain't no joke. Joke. As serious as cancer, who can keep the average dancer hyper as a heart attack? Nobody's smiling, cause you're expressing the rhyme that I'm styling. This is what we all sit down and write. You can't make it, so you take it home, break it and bite. Two pieces and bits of all my hip-hop hits. Get the style down, packed in, it's time to switch. Put my tape on pause and add some more to yours. Then you figured you're ready for the neighborhood chores. The EMCEE, don't even try to be. When you come up to speak, don't even lie to me. You like to exaggerate, dream and imagine it. Then change the rhyme around, that can aggravate me. So when you see me come up free, or you'll be one of those seven MCs. They think that I'm a new jack, but only if they knew that. They who think wrong, or they who can't do that style that I'm doing, they might ruin patterns of paragraphs based on you. And you're all BDJ, if anything he play sound familiar, I'll wait to EJ play him. So I'ma have to diss who broke, you can get a smack for this. I ain't no joke. Microphone like a grudge, be a whole record so the needle don't budge. I hold a conversation cause what I invent, I nominated my DJ the president. When I'm T, I'll keep a freestyle going steadily to pucker up and whistle my melody. But whatever you do, don't miss one, there'll be another rough rhyme after this one. Before you know it, you're following it, fiending, waiting for the punchline to get the meaning. Like before, the moral of my story I'm telling, nobody beats the author, stop yelling. Save it, put it in your pocket for later, cause I'm moving the crowd and be a record fader. No interruptions till the mic is broke. When I'm gone, then you can joke. Cause everything is real on a serious tip. Keep playing and I'd experience quick. And I take you for a walk through hell. Freeze your dome, then watch your eyeballs swell. Guide you out of triple state darkness. When it gets dark again, then I'ma spark this microphone. Cause the heat is on, you see smoke and the finish when the beat is gone. I'm no joke, no joke.
All right, and now our commissioner, and hopefully she hasn't lost her electronic technicians tonight. Give me 5 more seconds, commissioner. All right, got to keep on moving. All right, but first of all, let's congratulate our brother Huni Bakatun tonight in his quest. Number one all-time in the ONI Hall of Champions, his 84th all-time connection record. Amazing. Second consecutive. So proud of him, what he's done so far in almost 6 years at WBNN. So thank you so much, Huni Bakatun. Continue your greatness. And congrats to him. A lot of times, you know, you don't get a chance to say this on air, but this is the first time since his lifetime achievement to the International Radio Hall of Fame that we get a chance to, you know, congratulate the great man. Benjamin Herlu, the world knows who you are. But more importantly, we know who you are right here at WBNN. We love you and nothing you can do about it. Tomorrow night, we have one of our new hosts for the class of 2022. Her name is Alicia LaVon, and the name of the show is All in One. It is an amalgamation of all types of businesses. You know, we're blessed to have two business shows. And tomorrow night, it's her turn, 9:30 Eastern, standard time at WBNN. And, of course, we have advertising to Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're at Pinterest and Instagram. Did you also know that we're at Twitter? At Ngozi_time. Ola Dele Malay goes to Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Ola Dele, dying goes with mine, gmail.com. I am the 2022 International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achiever in both disc jockeying and producing, but also, most importantly, I'm your mother and father's favorite producer, Ola Dele Malay, and goes to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Forces Radio that support us on a constant basis tonight. And now back to the 2022 International Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting lifetime achiever, the two-time WBNN host of the year, and also enshrined into the Hall of Fame, Huni Bach Atun.
Wow. Thank you so much, attentive listening audience. Hall of Fame four-time, I got to put you on the spot because I want to see how many parts I got to put this in to close the show out tonight. About how many minutes do I have left, sir?
Man, you got, right now, 24 minutes.
Woo! Okay, let's get it. All right. Look, I'm going to do this in three parts. The first part, thank you so much to everyone who listened tonight and not only listened, but the world heard all of us tonight as we change of mind and a change of heart. Thank each and every one of you. And I also want you to download this show and share this show with as many people as you possibly can, including the people who you don't even think would take time to listen to a podcast or a broadcast or whatever. Become involved. The second part of this show is I heard you loud and clear, Mother Sister Bessie, about that, you know, obviously a pale woman, right, who is in a state of anger, whether you're from South Africa or anywhere else on this planet, especially over here in the shores of America. Y'all are a minority. I want y'all to hear me closely. You pride yourself on being the majority, but trust me, ever since the evolution and the making of you and your kind, you have always been the minority. And what you're trying to do, so you might fool everybody else, but you're not going to fool me, the magic man. I know who and what you are. I know your purpose. I know that you know that you don't have anything left. Outside of this miserable life that you're living here, that should be taken as a gift, but you're not using it as a gift. You want to use it to manipulate. You want to use it because you are a warmonger. You're bloodthirsty, and you want to take as many people off this planet and off their path as possible because you and your kind don't have anything left. And I said before, you are a minority. You are not the majority, and I don't want the God-fearing, true Caucasian, and this is beyond race, but since you want to come out your face and say such a hideous thing, I don't want the people of the world to confuse every Caucasian with that type of mindset, and that's not the truth. You are a minority, and I got a very special message for you and your kind. Now, for the original people, the black and brown, right, the people who I have been fit to for 37 years and counting, it's our turn in time now. We got to push the envelope now. We have no excuse to be stuck or being in a state of ignorance with all of this information that we have. Don't allow the evil one of their kind to excite you and force your hand to try to go into a battle that you are not prepared to. Faith-based community, and I'm not picking on you. It's great to be faith-based. But when you're dealing with a soulless bastard that gets their energy, that gets their rocks off on killing the innocent, don't you fall for that. I want you to hear me clearly. Don't you fall for that. Keep your faith in the Most High and the angelic beings and the scriptures and all the things like that. All of those are great things. But what I'm saying to you, you are not prepared to deal with the evil one in their kind. Stay out their way. Because they know, in case you don't know, they don't have anything left. We will aware you and all of us through Ngozi Time Multimedia, we pride ourselves on saving lives. This is going to save a lot of lives. Don't fall for that, y'all. Whether you're on the shores of America or anywhere else on this world, don't you fall for that. Don't you allow them to get you to start or be involved in a race war that you are not duly prepared to handle. And I said it on my ninth interview, and I'm going to say it tonight. Many of you got too much love for your enemies. And trying to go to war with the evil one of their kind, meanwhile, well, you're loving them more than you love yourself. It's like shooting yourself in your own foot. Don't waste your time, y'all. Don't waste your time on that. Okay, and the last and final part that I want to say to you, the evil one in your kind, I'm going to take you back to how I used to be with the streets of Nam when I was walking the streets of Nam. There was an enemy that thought they wanted it with me, right? And this is going to serve not only as a warning, but a reminder of who you're dealing with. When it comes to me, I don't love my enemies that much. And see, you, evil one, you want it easy, see? You want to be knocked out. You want to be just killed and stomped out, and because you know you don't have nothing left. But here's the difference. Just like the enemies who thought they wanted with me back in the day, I'm going to do the exact same thing to you and your kind. I'm not going to just knock you out. I'm going to wake your ass up. You might as well stay your ass up for this ass whipping that you're going to receive from this world into the next and for the rest of eternity. Me on this. As always, I give thanks to all in all who's in all through all above and in compassion all. And on that note, we will aware you will return 30 evenings from tonight with another advancement. Thank you.